Good afternoon, I'm Karen Czar, and today's special feature focuses on staying healthy at school. And I'm being joined by First Lady Brittany Beshear. You may remember in early August, the First Lady and Lieutenant Governor Jacqueline Coleman launched the Coverings for Kids program to make sure any child, any teacher, really anyone in a Kentucky school had a mask when they returned to the classroom. Mrs. Beshear, the deadline to give is fast approaching, but before we get to how people can donate, could you remind everyone how Coverings for Kids got started?
Well, the Lieutenant Governor and I were thinking of ways that we could help during the pandemic. And one of the obvious ones that we came across during the summer months was that eventually our children will be in school in some form or fashion, and how easily the coronavirus can be spread. We thought that something we could do to help the schools out would be to start a program where we can give them masks to have for various reasons, including, you know, some kids, maybe their parents aren't able to get them a mask for one reason or another, or something drops on the floor and you obviously don't want to put that back on your face, or it accidentally gets thrown away. So we wanted to make sure that every child who goes to school in Kentucky has access to a mask. And additionally, the staff and the teachers also need to be protected. So we wanted to make sure that we had masks of various sizes so that everybody in school could be covered.
And the reality is, just like with any other school supply, for some families, it's expensive and it can be difficult for them to have a mask, let alone multiple masks that kids are going to need throughout the day and the week.
Absolutely. So this is a way that we can help those families in particular make sure their children are safe when they're at school.
Mrs. Beshear, how many masks have been donated so far?
I am really happy to report that we have had over 150,000 masks donated to Coverings for Kids.
And the cutoff to give is this Friday. How can people donate?
Go to the website, which is firstlady.ky.gov/coveringsforkids. And there they can find the program overview and frequently asked questions. There are links to tutorials for making masks, templates, links to directories for contact information for each school district. And so the easiest thing to do there would be to call your school district directly and see where you can drop masks off.
And masks really came into play with your family. And the governor touched on that several times yesterday, that because the security detail was wearing a mask, because the governor was wearing a mask, that probably is what prevented anyone in your family from testing positive.
Absolutely. If there's any doubt about the validity of masks, I think Andy's story absolutely shows how crucial it is to wear a mask. The trooper that was driving him had a mask on, as did Andy, and obviously at the time the trooper did not know that he was positive. But because he had on his mask and Andy had on his mask, COVID was not transmitted from one person to another. And I can't think of a better example of why masks are so crucial.
The reality is, some people are never going to be on board with wearing a mask. But for those people who are on the fence or who have gotten lax about wearing them, especially with so many children going back to in-person learning, what would you say to them to encourage them to wear that mask?
I like to think that we are Team Kentucky, and I know Andy touches on that a lot, but we need to look past ourselves and think of the people around us. I cannot imagine sending my child to school without a mask on. You know, we protect our children from so much. Why would we not protect them from this as well? You know, and also protect yourself. We don't know how this virus will treat each individual that contracts it. Some people have no symptoms. Some completely healthy people wind up on ventilators. And so to protect yourself, protect your children, protect those around you. Protect the people you care about, the people you don't even know. Know that you're making a huge difference just by wearing a mask.
I'd like to thank Kentucky First Lady Brittany Beshear for joining us this afternoon. Again, if you would like to make and donate a mask that will be given out to Kentucky schools, the deadline is this Friday. If you need more information, you can log on to firstlady.ky.gov/coveringsforkids, and we have a link available at wuky.org. I'm Karen Czar, reporting for WUKY News.